Good day, nerds, and welcome to episode 113 of the Nerd Cantina Show. And I'm your host, Ken, joined by my co-host, Steve, and we're going to run through the week's nerd news. We're going to start over in some entertainment talk and talk about some recent announcements from AMC, a suspicious update to PlayStation Network. Then we'll jump into tech news with some new Tesla pricing, Chinese drones, Russian hacking, and some space news. There's a lot to get through. Let's get started.
Calling back all nerds. Nerds!
All right, and welcome back to episode 113. We're in the home stretch here of October. A lot of big things going for this country here in the next couple weeks. Of course, I'm talking about Halloween of 2020.
Social distance Halloween.
I've been trying to not be lazy and come up with a weird system, candy delivering system. Because they're still trick-or-treating here. It's just supposed to be social distance. So I want to find some kind of way of like self-loading catapult that I could just chuck candy at kids with or something.
Yeah, I've seen people like decorate PVC tubes and duct tape them basically to their like railing of their stairs. So you have like a little candy chute.
Yeah, I saw that too. And that's okay. I want to go full engineering on this thing.
Every parent should take this opportunity to chuck candy bars at kids' heads while you got it. Because, I mean, this is literally a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is the year you buy whole bars and start and start flinging them at fucking kids.
This is the year that you're just leaving all your fun-sized candy bars in the deep freezer for a little while before you're trick-or-treating.
Here, Timmy, you little shit, stay off my lawn.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a weird one, but no, I mean, trick-or-treating still going to go strong for my kids. I don't know what it's going to look like.
I'm giving out corner parts of Ziploc bags full of pennies because fuck 2020. Your life sucks too, kid.
Everybody gets an apple.
Because 2020 is the worst. You get 6 pennies. Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, more about 2020 being the worst, but maybe this first story is not the worst thing they come about with 2020, and that's, you know, AMC still trying to go strong. Regal, Regal and Cinemark announced that they were going to shut down their theaters. There just isn't enough for them to keep it open. AMC's bleeding money. They discussed this week or last week about potentially having to go bankrupt by the end of the year because they're essentially bleeding out whatever loans and stuff they took out to get to this point. But at the same time, they also made an announcement as a part of that, as a revenue builder, is that you can rent an entire theater for as little as $99 for you, your family, friends, whatever it happens to be.
I'm all for this. Like, I'm down. Like, they got to get innovative, right? And if you're too afraid to come to the theater to sit with strangers, then here, just take the whole goddamn room to yourself. Like,
I think this is spectacular. I didn't remember where the theaters near me are all Regals. I was trying to think where the closest AMC was, and I looked it up, and it's like still 40 minutes away from me. So this is not a good deal for me. Ouch. But I was looking at what showings they were offering, and yeah, there were some decent ones. I mean,
Tenet's,
you could just
still
so
on
it's
there.
Tenet, yeah. So you, for $100, you can go see Tenet with family
Tenet's
and friends.
Not $100.
Or whatever else.
Tenet was more expensive. Well, at least by me.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
I want to say Tenet was like $329 for the room.
Oh, all right. I think the one that I looked at,
99 bucks gets you Ghostbusters.
No, so for me, $99, I think I put it into there, and it came up with I was doing Nightmare Before Christmas for my kids and all like the neighborhood kids that they play with or whatever else that's a part of our bubble or whatever else that we regularly interact with.
Oh, Jesus.
Whatever we're gonna call that, but I think it was $99 to rent out an entire theater for the kids to see watch Nightmare Before Christmas, which I know we're all going to watch anyway. It's one of my kids' favorite movies. And I'd pay to close off a theater just for them and their friends to go watch it.
Did you hear that, world? AMC devised a sale that enticed my brother to spend $100.
All right, let's put full disclaimer there. it was going to be a pool of money because the other kids' parents are paying too. Because I'm not eating this myself. I'm gonna broker some kind of cost sharing into this.
Oh, it's gonna give permission slips.
Yeah. So if any of my neighbors are listening to the podcast, you gotta
pony,
put 10 on
pony
it.
Up,
yeah, you gotta put
10
on it for sure.
No, I mean. It does reek a little bit of desperation, though. This is like their equivalent of selling their gaming system to GameStop so you keep your cable on.
For sure. I mean, it definitely is. But if they have unused theaters, whatever else, why not find a way to get some revenue? Maybe a handful of people will rent it out. And then they still have the concessions. So even if they could just get a $99 for somebody to go in there, then they can still pick up some concessions money, and it's something.
Well, I want to say you can bring your own food, but then it costs a shit ton of money extra to do that.
So you can
bring
your own popcorn and stuff like that. Yeah, it's. I don't know. I think it's a pretty cool idea. Like I said, if an AMC was anywhere near me, I would have already probably booked something or started looking at options here.
I'm looking at 2021 as a way to finally maybe take one of my lifelong dreams and buy up one of these dead movie theaters and open my own movie theater. Because if I could strike it right after this pandemic, man, I might be. I've had some innovative thoughts on how to run a movie theater, and I'd like to put those in action.
Oh, that is probably a bad business venture at this point in time. But I mean,
right now
you go for it.
No, I'm going to buy while the stock's low. And I'm going to create it so that the stock ends up high in 2025.
All right. Well, I won't ask you for your business model here on public airwaves in case you actually give this a run.
I say ideas out loud. They get stolen all the time. Fool me once. Fool me once, motherfuckers.
Yeah. I mean, all of this comes on the heels of, like I said, AMC talking about maybe going bankrupt. But then this week, AMC theaters reopened in New York. Which was a big deal, big market for them to reemerge and reopen. So at least people can start going back in one of the largest theater going cities in this country. New York City opening up theaters is a big deal for AMC, as they're really the major player in the theater industry that's still holding on to hope that 2020 doesn't just destroy them, that it's something they can recover from.
I love your tenacity, AMC. I love it.
But we can move on from that. That was it for movie news. We can move on into a little bit of gaming. Talk about this weird PS4 update that, I don't have PlayStation. I don't participate in PlayStation Network. But this was getting a lot of heat in kind of gaming forums and Twitter and everything else. And it's the fact that all PS4 users playing on PlayStation Network, there was an update, the 8.0 update, and then once you made the update, the next time you tried to log into a party chat, it gave you a little disclaimer on there that said that your party chat is being recorded and reviewed for moderation, and that any member of your party chat can record the chat with or without your permission.
This is going down a really messed up path, I think. I understand the mindset of it. You know, I remember back in the day that Xbox 360 Halo chat was, it put hair on your chest, man. You became a man in Halo 2 party chat. Like, it was brutal. Like, you really got to find out what you can take as a human being verbally. And I get that they're trying to prevent that, but I don't know. It sounds like the trolls are going to get a hold of this, and it's just not going to be good. Like, you're going to get set up. Like, I'm all for it in the instance where, like, you record some 10-year-old little shit and you can play it for his mom eventually. Like, I'm all down for like
you
that
snitch.
Level. I'm all down for that kind of level of, surveillance. But when you're talking about like losing entire accounts because of something you said, and we all see how Facebook and Twitter use this kind of power, I don't see Sony being any better with it. I don't know, man. This is not going to go good.
Yeah, I think it has the potential just being really unnecessarily ugly. For one, this is the party chat. Educate me on PlayStation Network, but these are the friends that you invite into a chat. This isn't like the open, hey, I'm on a Call of Duty team and then we're automatically like, this isn't just that. This is your participants chat.
Yeah, if you're talking into a Sony microphone on the PlayStation Network, you're being recorded.
Yeah, and then I don't know, it
makes me wonder too, is it like one of those things to where like if your headset's even on, you know, like they tell you, like Snowden level, you got to put the tape over your camera because it doesn't matter whether the blue light's on or not, you're being recorded.
Yeah.
Like they just going to record you in the background of everything and try to catch you slipping. Like, I don't know, man. This just doesn't, it just feels dirty.
Yeah, I think, like I said, it comes down to, you know, they start recording you and they open it up to the fact that they can do moderation. And then, you know, at what point in time does it, okay, terms of service say certain words are explicit or whatever else, and that's a bannable offense or a one day ban on your account, and then X amount of times equals a permanent ban. You know, who knows what that equals? But yeah, if you start taking out, I don't know, insults and F-bombs, well, yeah, everything else.
And then you start going down this really weird path where the young kids are going to make up stuff and they're just going to start making up new swear words and new lingo that I'm not going to know. And I'm going to get called a fleberflob and not know why the fuck I'm getting called a flob.
All right. And then this makes me think of another story that I didn't share with you or whatever else, but I found it entertaining. I stumbled across it. So there was recently a virtual paleontology convention that...
That sounds like loads of fucking fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think one of the more interesting parts of it is they use like an AI-driven moderation. It's something that just, you know, listened to the audio or whatever else and then moderated the content in this paleontology convention. And it deemed the word bone as explicit, as a banned word.
Stop.
So it's a paleontology convention talking about fossils and dinosaur bones that would get bleeped out or censored out anytime somebody said the word bone.
So oh, now there's just my like, God.
So can you imagine the moderation that PlayStation Network could potentially be putting on people and like AI-generated real-time moderation into the chat?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, these kids are savages. Like, and honestly, there's just something about online gaming chat that brings the savage out in everybody. I mean, you can't tell me that you're completely proud of everything you've said to a child on gaming chat. For legal purposes, I will not go into details of any specific stories, but I think we all have shameful moments with childlike voices on the other end of gaming headsets.
Yeah, I think this is, I don't know, it's a weird door for PlayStation to open. I don't know, in some circles it's probably the right way to go about it.
I mean, the intentions are good. Like I said, yes, the intentions are really good, but we know where this leads to. It's not going to go well. And as we had the story a while ago where, you know, losing your PlayStation Network loses all your digital games tied to that gamer tag. We ran a story similar to that. If you got hundreds of dollars worth of games riding on, you know, whether or not this 12-year-old's going to bait you into saying something ignorant.
I like you put the ownership on the 12-year-old. It's always the 12-year-old's fault.
Well, I mean, they're the worst.
They are. Yeah. But yeah, it's a weird thing. I do understand it. I for all the reasons that you talked about your own behavior, it gets significantly worse. I'm pretty sure it's now. You forgot to plead the fifth on that one. You just didn't give the details, but in the end, it does make sense. But I just don't know what the moderation equals, does it equal, like terms of service threats against people's accounts for in violation? Or is it like real-time moderation that they're going to try to like bleep people out for anything that may sound like truck or whatever else it happens to be? I don't know what that is going forward, but obviously PlayStation has a plan to do it because they've put it in this 8.0 update, which is right before PS5 launch. So you have to assume PS5 is starting baseline with whatever moderation, recording capability, all that stuff is.
Well, and it's like, is it going to pick up? It's going to pick up later on the shit you say to the computer when you're playing the computer in your season of FIFA or Madden. Like, I have said some despicable things to my television.
You better watch out.
There's no human on the other end of that.
Yeah, but that AI moderator is like.
It's not
second cousins to that FIFA player. Like, it's all in the network at that point in time.
But I've said some horrible things to the NPC player on the other end of my PlayStation.
Oh, there's some kind of social experiment to be had around this. Mm. All right, well, I think we've run through this story enough. Let's I don't know. We talk about 12-year-olds. Let's move over to our next story in tech.
And
it's Elon Musk has
Elon go to so, Elon. Man. Yeah.
So there was I can't remember the other electric vehicle company that essentially undercut them in price, and when they did so. Tesla had just made an announcement for the price of their Model S.
Well, Elon made an announcement. Remember, they fired their PR team. So
yeah, they did. Yeah.
This is all the brand new PR team, guys. This is
yeah. So there was the company Lucid announced that their entry level sedan was going to cost $77,000 with a U.S. tax credit that brings it down to it was like $69,900 was what the cost of this Lucid car. So Elon just decides that he's going to make a change to the price, and he's going to get under that price of $69,900. And in order to do it, of course, he settled on the price of $69,420, right? $69,420, because he is a 12-year-old at heart. Like, he is, like, he has the sense of humor, the social awkwardness, and everything of a 12-year-old.
He still probably has his, like, original email that's like, gassmasher69@AOL.com. He fills out all his forms with it still. uses it when he goes to Target. What's your reward, sir? Gassmasher69@AOL. And says it with pride.
I mean, it's completely... This is ridiculous from a major company. I mean, it's great. I guess in this end, if you like Elon, this isn't going to in any way change your perspective of him, I don't think. But it's just wild that, a Fortune 500 company that's leading the way, paving the way in electric vehicles and drastically changing how we think about cars and automation and everything going forward is just a pubescent child in his sense of humor and his like public things. This does go into why he has no PR department. Like we talked about last week, the PR department.
He doesn't need it.
It's not. Is it because he doesn't need it, or is it because there was too many eye rolls coming from every time he says something in a boardroom that like the fact that everybody just kind of rolls their eyes when he's like, "Hey guys, guess what? I'm going to price it now." $69,420, and like, every grown person palm. In the room just fuck Elon, like, not again. And then he just said, "You're right, guys. I don't need you. Go ahead. No,
go home. You're not wanted here." The one thing you know coming out of like a tweet like this is he's gonna get PlayStation banned eventually. Elon's for sure getting PlayStation banned.
Yeah, definitely.
This dude, he just doesn't stop, man. I admire the fact that he gets so much money and does so many things, yet never seems to ever be bothered to give one fuck.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, I guess when, yeah, when the time it would take for him to give a fuck probably cost him $10,000.
Yeah.
there's just no point in giving.
I want to hear him mathematically rationalize why he has no time to give no fucks.
Yeah.
I want to hear the 5-minute fucking rant.
Yeah, hear him break down on
how
his
much
net,
one
his net
fuck
worth
would cost, it, cost him. Do you realize one fuck cost me $72,000 every time?
I'm sure there's a way to calculate this. Like, there's a way to calculate how much money that guy makes daily or is worth at a daily rate. Break that down by second, and it's probably way more money than anybody should ever donate to a fuck.
Someone tweet at the Nerd Cantina
with that math.
With that math. Oh, I want to see it written out long form.
I'm going to probably spend time on this now. But yeah, in the end, love Elon. Musketeers all day over here at the Nerd Cantina. So just keep them coming.
So with this next story, do we get a chance to use our new jingle?
Yeah, we can... We could just pretend that we just heard it. It's not like I've got some sophisticated soundboard here. I'm going to go ahead and play it for us.
You just give me a signal. I'll pause.
Okay. All right. Ready? Insert sound now.
Fuck China.
All right. There's our little jingle there, captured from one of our previous Fuck China segments. And... yeah, let's jump into a little bit of China. There is a story and a video. I don't know if you watched the video or just read the article, but there is a like Chinese YouTube video demonstrating that they have a swarm of suicide drones that are being tested by one of the. It's a civilian company, but it's Chinese military. It's a military company or developing for the military, and yeah, it's. They showed a rocket launcher pod coming off of a truck, and they also showed it being delivered from helicopters. And essentially, it's little tubes that then spin out, fan out some little wings and canards or whatever else to where it can loiter and hover, and it can just hang out in the sky. And then it has cameras and targeting equipment or whatever else to then identify targets and then suicide swarm itself. They're loaded with C4 and loaded with other explosives to then go and hit a target. And this is autonomous drones that can float, target, loiter for a period of time, locate its target, and then self-deliver the explosives at the target with probably incredibly high accuracy.
This motherfucker just used loiter twice and canards all back to back in a sentence.
I watched a YouTube video. I'm an expert now.
This isn't really shocking. This was in the last Gerard Butler Secret Service movie. They literally were shooting drones like off a rocket launcher, I think crossbow. Like they just fucking throw it on your shoulder.
I don't think I watched this one.
And yeah, it was like they had little things of C4 on them and they would just dive bomb at people and blow them up. And I said, yeah. Oh, this is for sure going to happen.
I said, it's definitely technology that exists.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if they're basing this movie off of actual technology, but oh, this is going to be real. Like, that's what I know.
So yeah, I think what you're talking about is definitely that's like hand size, like palm of your hand size drones, which does exist. So in the Age of the AI documentary that YouTube did, it was like an 8-part series narrated by Robert Downey Jr. about a year ago. They showed somebody demonstrating that exact technology where they were able to throw it by their hand. It could fly around or whatever else in the target and essentially target somebody's head with a very small shape charge and explode somebody's head. These are larger in the sense that they're carrying like larger payloads to destroy like a truck and to destroy to actually do some pretty serious like military
damage. It's all semantics
damage.
At this point.
Not anti-personnel, but
it's all semantics at this point.
Well, and it could very easily become anti-personnel. You could very easily scale this down into a smaller platform or whatever else.
Oh yeah,
there's all kinds of like,
We're on our way to nanobot drones that fly in your nose and simulate a heart attack for assassins. Like we are on our way to some of the most scary robotic shit. Like it's coming.
Yeah. So the drone swarms is something that is a legitimate like real concern because it's cheap, it's relatively easy to put together. The computing power for a drone to fly around and like literally my kids got a $10 or there was like a $10 or $15 like drone from Costco that it's about the size of your hand. You could just throw it up in the air. It automatically starts hovering itself around, and then you can guide it just by pointing the palm of your hand at it, right?
It's kind of like a laser. If you get within like a foot of it, it moves.
Super cheap to buy, like at Costco or whatever else. But it has all of the capabilities to just kind of fly itself. Add a very simple computer to it and a sensor as a like a camera or whatever else that can then target and just say, "Yep, that's a body shaped thing," and it can very easily target. Like that is not actually hard to do today. And then all you got to do is put a little explosive on it. And it's demonstrated that you can do it. And then you put hundreds of them together in a canister that you can launch above head. Yeah, it is a real technology that does exist, that is a concern. When you look at like the Age of AI documentary and other documentaries that talk about this, and part of the big issue is not just how terrible our government is at keeping up with technology, that it just moves at a ridiculously slow pace in legislation while technology is iterated 6 or 7 times beyond what we're even talking about in Congress. But in the UN stage, internationally, we're at the same spot. So we aren't talking about how do we ban these things? How do we create treaties and alliances and stuff that treat this like chemical weapons, right? Chemical weapons have been around forever, but nobody really uses them because of the strength of the international bodies that have banned it. And the few countries that have demonstrated that they had a potential to use it or whatever else got squashed pretty quickly by the international community. You could do that with autonomous weapon systems. Just say that you cannot have any systems that do not have a human being at the terminal control at the end of that weapon. We haven't done that yet. The UN hasn't done that yet. They aren't even really talking about it. There's a couple of organizations that are trying to bring it to that attention, but it hasn't come to a vote. And in the end, these systems are going to exist in the hands of China and probably the United States and everybody else because the international bodies aren't going to rule on it, and it's going to get out of control.
Well, like this is going to lead warfare to be more about financial resources than human resources at some point. So to whereas if you had a large, healthy population, you had some good backing for a nice, healthy military. Now you could be fucking Myanmar if you just got, you have a few million citizens. But if you got the money to invest in this kind of technology and just ramp up production on it, you could be a formidable force, you know, when humans aren't guiding warfare anymore.
Yeah, it's really, I don't know, it's a path that, I don't know, it's going to be very difficult to regulate. And like I said, I have zero faith that we're going to regulate it before it becomes an issue. So we're going to be completely reactive
it's not going to happen until some genocide, some robot genocide.
Yeah. Yeah, where somebody kicks off 1,000 drones all at once, whatever else, and it has like a 90% casualty rate that just goes and takes out, you know, 900 people in a heartbeat. Then maybe somebody will care. But, you know, some would argue that this is a better system than what we're using now, right? Compare that to, I don't know, 500-pound bombs and artillery or whatever else. Well, look at the collateral damage that exists. Well, what if you could just have a smart system that just goes and just picks off people with sniper-like accuracy and leaves all the buildings and structures and everything else in place?
But there is something kind of just scary about when you can take massive amounts of human life without ever even having to risk human life at all. You know what I mean? Like when you have a jet, you got a couple pilots in there. Anytime you lose a human life, it has a certain gravity, brings war down to a human level, you know, and makes you really contemplate the value of war. Once, you know, someone doesn't have to sacrifice any of its own citizens or its youth to progress an agenda through warfare, and you can just take massive amounts of human life knowing that you'll never have to put one of yours at risk, that's fucking scary.
Yeah, no, I mean, this all came ahead ethically with discussions around like the Obama administration with the massive increase of using, you know, predator drones or whatever else being launched from people that were in no way in harm's way, taking out dozens of people at a time. And, you know, it called into a lot of ethical questions in every bit of future drone use, and the further we get humans from the actual, again, that end of using weapon systems, it causes.
Well, even those
new
drones
thoughts.
have like fallout from it. You have a lot of those drone pilots that have severe PTSD from the things that they were just seeing on a TV screen having to do to people. And, you know, so there's still even some human fallout that you have to quantify with using that technology. The minute you eliminate that, now you're on a whole nother level of just autonomy and just cold-hearted warfare.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I think we've gone deep enough in this depressing stop here. Let's leave the military hour here of the Nerd Cantina Show. And I guess we got more military, but this is a bit different. We talk all the time about Chinese hackers coming from like actual Chinese run organizations hacking whatever it happens to be. This one we get the Russians involved with there were six Russian military officers that were charged with a worldwide cyber attack, cyber criminal charges. And this is Russian military officers directly tied to Russian intelligence agencies. Like there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. These guys were within Russian intelligence agencies, and they've been linked to, I think, attacks on like six or seven different countries, including like the Pyongyang Winter Olympics that took place in 2018, attacks on like the country systems, elections in France, you know, the like diplomatic countries or diplomatic systems for like the country of Georgia and Ukraine, which no surprise about Ukraine, but some of these other countries, you know, who knows what their interests are over there. But in the end, like it's just more of the Russians demonstrating that they want their fingers in like the influence of every country, of every decision that's taking place in the world stage.
Every time we do these stories, man, I just think of some, you know, old gray-bearded Russian in a dark basement room with a cigarette with 3 inches of ash hanging from his lip, computer screen in the reflection of his glasses, typing away like...
Nope. I always just think of the dude in the Hawaiian shirt on GoldenEye. James Bond, GoldenEye, like that's always what I think of, is the, you know, late 20s, early 30s, overly egotistical, like nerd who's now realizes that he holds all the cards. He's got all the power now. And that's what I think of. And when you look at they got the mugshots of these guys on the article, and now they're pretty young. Like there's not a single one of them that looks like they've been in intelligence for any real period of time. I mean, they all look like they're in their 20s.
Well, I mean, you figure it's a cyber attack. I just have that old like movie Russian espionage.
You just expect them all to look like Putin himself. Yeah. Like all ex-KGB officers that just they look like spies.
You know, well, yeah, most likely they're the same dudes that I see it seen at the nightclub every weekend.
Yeah. No, yeah, they're the same dudes getting moderated on PlayStation right now.
Yeah, the Russians, man, they're gonna keep up this shit. Lock the front door.
Yeah. just waiting to hear, you know, in what way, as you know, when the news comes out on how they tampered with this election or how they whatever systems they got into. I'm sure it's gonna come to light eventually.
Yeah, God forbid we just like really strap down on our technology department. Let's just, you know, it's yeah, we're just going to keep complaining about it and do nothing to fix the problem.
No, we're just going to prep for the next adventure, for the next next space frontier here of technology, and that's where we're going to put our efforts. As you know, we'll transition to one of our last topics here, and that's NASA giving over a contract for $14 million to Nokia. They're still a thing, and to build a 4G network, 4G LTE network on the moon.
This sounds like this sounds just really shady. Because one, like you said, Nokia, like really, like how'd they pull this off? Like anytime I hear Nokia, all I think about is playing Snake on a fucking little brick phone. It's all I think about. Yep. You know, and then NASA gives them $14 million to build a 4G network on the moon. $14 million? That's like
that's
pennies.
Nothing. Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't get you anything. That doesn't even get you your ride to the moon.
No, like it's like giving a kid a dollar and be like, here, kid, go get out of my face. Go have fun.
I don't know how, what's actually going to come about this, but you know, the idea behind it was that they're going to build an actual 4G LTE network that eventually is upgradable to 5G when we have 5G here, and to allow them to stream video, to allow them to do things, more things in real time, and I don't know, allow the astronauts who have to, you know, be the brave new explorers of the moons to still be able to sext back home and request nudes or whatever else while they're out at the moon.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna have to live up there, you gotta be able to live. I'm not trying to fault these astronauts. I'm not trying to ask them for too much. It's the Martians you got to worry about.
Once we launch those guys, I don't know. I don't think we're getting 4G out there, but. No, I think that's your thoughts on this is exactly where I was at. It's like, okay, Nokia, that's a weird choice, but okay. I mean, I guess, you know, it's a government contract, so it's going to go to the lowest bidder, and Nokia is just out there shaking a cup. They're willing to work for the cheap, I'm sure. And then when it comes to what can you really accomplish with $14 million? It's probably if we actually had like a copy of the contract, it's probably a $14 million like development deals where they have to come up with a concept and develop some basic level thing.
$14 million to draw a picture on a sheet of paper.
Yeah, and then to come up and then to get a $500 million contract later to actually implement it.
Stick figure on the moon with like a fucking tree that just points a cell tower, 4G cell tower. Give us $14 million.
Yeah, but I mean that wouldn't be too uncommon. We see that in like the military, like defense budgets and stuff like that, where they'll give award contracts to Lockheed or Boeing or whatever other military company that's out there, and it's a part of, it's like for phase one of the development of coming up with plans and prototypes, and then after that they get signed on for the big contract. So maybe that's what this is, who knows. Bean counters over at NASA do, but in the end, I guess, you know, maybe it's going to be the future of exploration on the moon, as they're, you know, the NASA's goal is by 2024 to be on the moon, to establish a space station. We talked about it a couple weeks ago that they've tested the fact that the radiation levels are not high enough to be really a threat. They're lower than anticipated and not high enough to threaten people out on the moon, so people can go actually live and stay there for a period of time. And then I guess the goal is to provide them cell phone networks so they can Netflix and stream videos back and Snapchat from the moon or whatever everybody wants to do.
You know they got TikTok accounts already.
Oh. It's a government agency. They're not allowed to have TikTok.
Yeah, this is true. Good.
But all right, I guess this is just a throwback to an old story. We talked about it. It feels like probably already like 5 or 6 months ago. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't that long ago.
But it's a refresher because he did it again.
It is, yeah. So Iron Man is still out there. As we talked a couple months ago about over in L.A., that there was a spotting of somebody in a jetpack at, I can't remember what it was last time, but it was a couple thousand feet above the ground near the runways, and a plane told traffic control that, hey, we just saw something, looked like a dude on a jetpack flying by us here, and that's all it was. It was investigated from that point. Well, then this last week, we get it again at 6,000 feet. We get another sighting of somebody on a jetpack. When you listen to like the recording, like the pilot is in no way questioning the fact that this was a person in a jetpack. The air traffic controller even asked him, like, are you talking about like a UFO? He's like, no, not really. Like, it was like a guy in a jetpack. It was a human. It was a person. So
no, I'm pretty sure I'm looking at a dude. Yeah. Yep, he's flipping me off. Yeah, this is definitely a dude.
So I'm whenever this person, whoever is doing this, like at this point in time, he's not even doing it for like the YouTube videos or whatever else.
He's
sure
out
at some
here
point
living
time,
so his best 2020,
he's just
man.
Out there
he is
doing it purely
his
for
best
himself.
2020.
Eventually, he's going to get caught. And
you don't buy a jet ski and not take it to the lake, you know.
And that's like eventually he's gonna get caught, and I think at that point in time all of his like GoPro videos are gonna release on YouTube, and it's gonna be spectacular, like to see what this guy did. But I still think this is step one of Iron Man. Like this is the prototypes of Iron Man coming to life right now.
I don't know. I don't see this ending well. I think the only way we catch this dude is because he like went headfirst into like a glue factory or something. Like Rocket Man crash lands. he's the day you find out about this dude, it's his demise. It's not it's not because
he
Iron Man down in front of a news conference and was like, I've been developing this technology for like, no, this dude's going face first into a brick wall eventually. And yeah, $10 says it's Iron Man scraped off building.
Yeah, I could see that happening for sure. I'd like to see him just get arrested by the FAA or whatever entity can arrest him, and then hear this dude's story and his technology and see all his videos.
If you're a Jetpack Man and you let a regular old cop arrest you, like I would be highly disappointed if that's how that dude goes down. If he just like lands and they're just like all surrounded, like, freeze, buddy, and he's just like, oh shit, you got me, like. Like, I've seen dudes on motorcycles get away from cops all the time. Like, as a teenager, I physically outran, well, allegedly, outran multiple police officers. Like, you got a jetpack, dude. What do you, like, you get caught? No. Like, it's better be some army shit.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a week in news. That's what we got here for you for episode 113 of the Nerd Cantina Show. And, I'd like to say thanks for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed. And why don't you go ahead and take a second and join us over at thenerdcantina.com/community, or just search for The Nerd Cantina over on Facebook to join our private group, engage in some conversations, share some memes, do the things, enjoy the internet.
I think I might create a Musk tier on our Patreon page and do a 69-cent subscriber. Just in honor of our buddy Elon.
Yeah.
Just do
it's gonna be $69.42. We all know after the decimal you get as many zeros as you want. So yeah, it still counts as 420.
I was just gonna do a 69-center. Yeah. You know, you get no perks or anything for it. Just you wanna toss us 69 cents.
And a $4.20 subscription for a magnet and sticker.
I'll autograph a pack of rolling papers.
Oh. All right. Well, you can maybe find that over at patreon.com and search over there for the Nerd Cantina. And yeah, if you got a buck and a minute of your time, we would greatly appreciate the support.
Well, that's another week.
All right. Well, until next week. Talk to you later, nerds.
See ya.